Good afternoon. Once again, I'm Ben Aberg, and joining us on a City Beat this afternoon on your brand of country, Double K Country, Richard Brockman. Thanks so much for taking the time with us once again.
Well, thank you for having me, Ben.
Yeah, as we get into the springtime here, I've been liking the spring weather so far, and a lot of spring and summer weather in store for us coming up here, and all the kids have gotten kind of signed up for a lot of activities this summer. Going to be some pretty full programs this year.
We've got, flag football has gotten underway. Last night was our second night of games and has been going well. We'll be starting up our t-ball, coach pitch, and softball here with next week. We have a record number of little t-ballers, which we'll end up using six fields now. It's great, our spring activities, and then we'll be starting up sign up shortly for junior golf.
So yeah, that comes up pretty shortly here, because yes. Yeah, you kind of start some of that in Maine.
We did last year. Was our first year. We had a pretty successful first year, I thought, for junior golf, and I really hope to continue that. I want it to be a feeder to the high school to help with that program, to hopefully at least the kids know the basics and still be excited and really help Coach Leonard with having a more of a team, more kids going out for the team. So I'm excited about the junior golf league and the future of it.
Yeah, and what general ages is that?
This year we're looking at having two different groups, and one would be 5 years of age to 10, and then 13 to U. So it'd be about 10 to 13, depending on where they're cut off for age. So it'd be more like 11, 12, and 13. Last year we went up to 17, but I think we're scaling it back this year to keep the youngers. We're still kind of in the discussion phase on what that looks like, mm-hmm. but as of right now, that's kind of where we're at. We may go up to 15 on the second group, but like I said, as of right now, it's kind of what we're planning on. I've got two wonderful coaches that is volunteering, between Kim Severance and Eric Cameron, and then also Emery Cameron. Mm-hmm. She gets out there and she helps when she has time to come out and help with the kids.
Yeah, that's awesome. After, we were just talking about it before we got talking here on the interview about how, the success that she just had this past weekend, too.
Yeah, Emery's just, she's out there just nailing it. And, to win the Hot Springs Junior Golf tournament down there is huge. And, she's representing Nevada like no other. She's a great success.
Yeah, awesome to hear. So once junior golf signups are open, where do people kind of find that? So more or less find you at the golf course or online, or how?
We'll have flyers out at the golf course, but also we'll have it on our community center Facebook page, and hopefully maybe run an ad or two here with you all to let people know that the signups are available. Those are my avenues in which, and probably put it in the paper as well for signups.
All right.
We'll do like we did last year. We'll compete against Fort Scott. So we'll go over to Fort Scott and compete over there, and then Fort Scott will come over here. And we're still looking at expanding it, but we haven't quite got there yet, but we're working on it. So, but at least the kids get an opportunity to find out kind of match play, what that's kind of like.
All right. So, we'll expect some of those signups in the coming weeks, and make sure to let people know all about that. So speaking of golf at Frankie Peters Golf Course, it's how's it been so far this year? We've had, at least for my Minnesotan self, some pretty good weather here early this spring.
We've had great weather so far, and this rain has been a blessing. It's really mm-hmm. helped us. Well, I shouldn't say us, but has helped Maxim prepare the greens and the golf course all together. I've had a lot of compliments from people, not just from here in Nevada, but those that are traveling up and down 49, either from Joplin up Kansas City area, that have come down here to play, that have given great feedback and really love our course and plan to continue to return. And then we've have several groups that come over from over in Kansas that play. So the course is coming in great. It's still a little early yet. Some of the cold some of the grass is still dormant, but it is starting to come in. And So they're getting the greens where they should be, and then now they're working on trying to get all the tee boxes tightened up, fixed up, and getting those prepared. So hopefully it's kind of been a slow process to get each area addressed, but they are addressing them, and hopefully the golfers are noticing that. I mean, most of them have said that, but you know, we still want to show good faith that we are moving forward on getting the course back to 100% to where it's a experience to come and play at the Frankie Peter Golf Course.
Yeah, so looking forward to a lot of golf here this summer.
Yes.
Got to get those clubs out. I've been trying to talk to some folks to say, hey, we need to do this maybe this weekend or so.
Right, and see if it's available. The weekends, I would highly suggest that you call ahead and go ahead and get reserved tee times, because they have been packed, which is great, so much so that they've been running out of golf carts on the weekends. So that kind of tells you, or gives you an idea, should I say, of how much business has been, at least on the weekends that I know of, because I've kind of had to go out there a couple times, and it's great. It's fantastic to see.
All right, and what is that number for calling ahead? Do you have that on you?
Number's 417-448-5111.
Make reservations.
Yes, Or you can even go on Frankie Peter's website and go ahead and put in your reservations there. So there's a couple different ways to get your reservations and tee times set up.
All right. So, yeah, that's a lot coming up this spring and summer. As, again, we chat with Richard Brockman here on Double K Country as we kind of look at some other things that have recently gone on, too. Disc golf at that Mocan battle recently, how did that look for you?
Well, it was great. This year was held on a Sunday, well, just the past Sunday, and we had 77 participants. They played 18 holes at Fort Scott and then came over here in the afternoon and played 18 holes here at Marmaduke. It was great. People really enjoyed playing two different courses, and that's why we call it the Mocan Battle. We got a lot of compliments of both Gun Park and Marmaduke Park, the disc golf. We had, like I said, 77 participants ranging from the four state regions, and we actually had one from Utah. I don't know if he was traveling through and hitting tournaments or what, but I thought that was just really neat, and we had a couple from Nebraska area, but it was a good turnout.
Good turnout. So, yeah, you're gearing up, and it's going to be, a lot of people are probably going to be on those courses, too, especially, like you said, Marmaduke Park, one of those.
Yeah, and we have league night for disc golf on Wednesday night. It starts at 6 out at Marmaduke. Anybody and everyone is welcome to come out there on league night and just go and have a great time.
Going to have a great time. Is that something you need to sign up for before? Or
Nope. Just go out there, show up, and they pair you up in groups, and you just go out and have a good time.
All right. So that's coming up, and then once it gets to the fall, I'm sure we'll be talking more and more about some tournament play. So yes. Has that already kind of been in the back of your mind a little bit, front of mind for this fall?
For the Nevada Open?
Yep. Let's go.
No, we were going to take a month off, but that did not happen. We have been, so I think maybe we took a week off setting with the record-breaking A-tier status that we received, which is phenomenal to only be one of 224 in the state of in the U.S. To receive that, and also being the smallest community to receive an A-tier status, we're excited. So we felt like it was important to start working on it and build on it early to get things. And we've just gathered another sponsor, major sponsor. So we're now up to 5 to help promote and push the Open. We're hoping to break past the 250 mark this year. We have 380 spots open. So, yeah. There'll be more information about that one coming along as we work on it. But we have not had a actual slowdown time with that. That's been a every week discussions and things going on there.
All right. Yeah, because like you said, that's become A-tier. Become a real big deal here.
That is a big, big deal for the community, and I'm looking forward to all the pros that will be coming, but also what it does for the economic impact for the community. That's a huge thing.
For sure. So let's see. I know we get to this point of the year. It's almost the end of the school year. I know we got prom this weekend and everything. So we're getting on to it, and a lot of activities coming up with Parks and Rec as well.
Oh yeah. Well, and since you mentioned the prom, we'll be helping the after prom committee as an area for the kids to come for after prom. So there'll be a lot of fun activities for the after prom. What will be open for them to be able to do things. And I believe the YMCA and the bowling alley are also the other three spots. So that'll be great for them. And I'm glad that we're able to work with the after prom committee to provide another spot for kids to go to be safe and have a good mm-hmm. time. And then we're working on, we have scheduled for a movie night game for after school or once school's out, to have a kind of like an after school or end of school year bash. We're working on the details there, and then we'll get that information out as we get closer to that time. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start doing movie nights in the park still. We're going to do a few at the community center. We're going to do a couple out at the Marmaduke Park. We've got Nerf Wars and laser tag and a few other activities planned for this summer. And our big one in July is our mud run that will be our first annual mud run. Okay. Should be a great time. Full of fun, obstacles, and just being able to go play in the mud and getting dirty and have a great time. We've got a lot of things planned for this summer. So hopefully we just keep on rolling.
All right. Yeah, keep it on rolling into this summertime before we know it. Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
One thing I would like to remind everybody about this weekend is a city cleanup this Saturday, which will be out at the Public Works, South Jefferson Street, where they'll have 40-yard dumpsters to be able to take trash and debris, be able to drop off limbs and electronics, metal, all kinds of different materials. So we ask that, everybody take full advantage of this opportunity to be able to maybe discard some of their items that they're otherwise not being able to, not unless they take it to the landfill. So,
mm-hmm. So yeah, take care of that this Saturday, and then use one Saturday of your spring and summer, and rest easy a little bit.
Yes. So, yeah.
So, yeah, a lot going on here. Again, Richard, thanks so much for your time.
Well, I appreciate you having me, Ben. It was a pleasure.
Again, that was Richard Brockman, Parks and Recreation Director here in Nevada. I'm Ben Aberg. That's been your Wednesday afternoon City Beat program on Double K Country.